This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, April 17th. God's word to you today is, dare not. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 3, verse 6, and it says, the woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. The Bible clearly states that Eve was convinced. Men, this is why you have to keep talking to your wife. Women want to hear something. You be the one that has the agenda and consistently deliver your manifesto. This is how the house will be run, and this is how things are going to be done. You may not have XYZ now, but a day will come when you will be giving these same things out to everyone. Your woman will believe the words you speak because she is designed to believe it, even if you are in doubt. The Bible says, Eve was convinced, but what was she convinced of? Genesis 3 verse 5 says, God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil. Satan lures people to the way of the world by discrediting God. God knows your eyes will be opened. In other words, God is keeping you from a good life. God is telling you to follow all these born-again people so that you will not enjoy the good life. God is saying you should surrender your life so that you would not have a good life. God wants to keep you from having a good life, and that is a lie from the pit of hell. God says, I have come so they have life and they have it more abundantly. The devil wants people to believe that God is keeping something from them. If you go about life feeling God is keeping something from you, you're asking for trouble. If you go about life thinking you know how to do things by yourself, you're asking for trouble. Abraham went the way of the world at some point in his journey with God. I can imagine him saying, God, to produce children is not very hard. Just in case you don't know how, Lord, let me show you. So Abraham produced one as a sample for God. When it comes to God, we have to understand that he has our interests at heart. Power over the way of the world comes when you are fully persuaded that God has the best for you. What was Eve convinced about? Genesis 3 verse 4 says, you won't die, the serpent replied to the woman. For people, the first time you did the things God told you not to do, you struggled. But Satan was right there telling you to do it. So you tried it the first time, and heaven did not fall. Lightning did not strike you. So you tried it again. Satan is always telling you that you will not die. You are not the first, and you will not be the last. Everyone you see in church, only God knows who is serving him. If you bite that bait, you're asking for trouble. Let us pray. Father, your plans for me are for good and not for evil, with a glorious destination, so I will keep my eyes, my heart, and my ears stayed on God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.